evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can always take us with you when you're on the move by downloading the Guardian Radio app. Go to the App Store or Play Store and download Guardian Radio Talk Radio and listen to us all day. But of course, especially at 6:30 on Wednesday evenings, because that's when it's The Blank Canvas. So tonight I have two lovely, lovely women in the studio with me. We're a triad of strong, powerful women. One who's been on the show before, who's just come home, Angelica Wallace-Whitfield.
Hello.
Welcome back to The Blank Canvas. Hello.
Thank you.
And the awesome and powerful goddess, Netika Simonet. Good evening, Nettie.
You're going to get me in big trouble.
I'm going to get you in trouble?
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure you can get yourself into some trouble, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you don't need me for that.
Yeah.
So we are here because Nettie is about to open. Well, she has opened, but tonight, in fact, as we're speaking, so if you're in the car and you want to go to a great time and see some great art, drive to the Central Bank because it is your birthday party.
Yes,
is it?
Yes,
it's your birthday party. It's your birthday.
Surprise.
And surprise.
I didn't know.
And your art show, your solo art show at the Central Bank. And Angelica, you curated that show. So
I did.
We're going to start with Angelica. And we're going to say, when did you start? Because you are now the curator at Central Bank.
I am now the curator, yes. I started, I think, 5 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yes, and sort of jumped right into the Nettie show.
And so, well, how was that your decision that wanted to be your first, your inaugural show as the curator at Central Bank?
One of my first conversations within the Central Bank was about hanging a particular new piece of artwork, a new acquisition, and it was a Nettie piece. And during hanging it, we got into conversation, it was decided that she'd be the first show. I called her right away, and we started.
And how was that news? Well, first of all, congratulations that you just sold a nice piece of work to the Central Bank. That came about after the Medium show at the National Art Gallery. Is that right?
Well, right. But the first piece was Venice. That's the huge piece that's in the foyer.
Mm-hmm.
In the Frederick Tree side. That was the first piece. And they've got a couple other pieces, but then this other one was a couple of weeks ago after that exhibition, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and in doing that, in acquiring the piece from the NAGB, we thought we'd continue the dialogue that was started during the Medium exhibition into the Central Bank, as well as celebrating Nettie's birthday.
And so you went down to Nettie's place in Cable Beach?
Yes, the colorful
was
place.
Was your mind blown?
Yes, my mind was absolutely blown. I think I spent 4 hours there. I marked out a one-hour meeting, and I think I spent 4.5 to 5 hours there.
Because, Nettie, talk a little bit. I mean, it's like an artwork of its own. I mean, you have this property, but it's just constantly being transformed. How did that come to you? How does it come to you? When did you decide you were going to start? I mean, you've done so much. You've written a book. You've run hotels. You've run hotels on family islands. You were the first woman hotelier, I believe, in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
How did you then decide, well, now I'm going to just start a whole new life as an artist?
Well, see, this happened. This began to unveil itself while in Abaco. You got to understand is that a hotelier's life is very, very demanding, and they don't live to be. Hoteliers normally don't live to be ripe old ages.
I'm sure
it's stressful. And by age 70, I mean, if you're an active hotelier, I mean, you're literally burned out.
Mm-hmm.
And then even though some hoteliers, they remain in the business, they have other persons running the business for them.
Mm-hmm.
But then I knew that the hands-on part of it, at a certain age in my life, I felt that, no, I can't do this anymore. But then it was not my decision. I had a plan, but God had another plan for my life.
And yeah, well, that happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
She's funny like that.
he had another plan for my life.
And
you know what? And he slowed me right down.
Yeah.
He said, lady, you have done the work. You've done a great job. Your mission was to reach out and help as many. You've done all of that. Now I want to relax you. I want you to sit down, and I'm going to make life a little bit easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't understand because I began to sort of like splash paint around. I found myself having all this money, access to all this money. And then one day I woke up and found out this money was not there.
Oh, dear.
The money was not
there. That's never nice.
No, so then I began to splash paint around. And this was this professor from California staying with us. And she says, Nettie, I've been a professor of arts in California for many, many years. And you've got a gift that is so rare. Your color coordination. And I don't know what she was talking about. Then splashing things around. And a few years later, when I found myself caved in, all the walls had closed in, and I considered myself in the lion's den in the fiery furnace, and I was afraid to open my doors to do business. And then I found myself sort of like focusing on just painting stuff,
mm-hmm.
bedspreads, curtains, but all I could do was a circle type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea how my life would be transformed, but I talked to God, whoever he is, and I said, Lord, you know, I don't want you to feel that I'm being ungrateful, but like I'm bored. I've been doing these circles and this sort of thing. Please, Mr. God, just show me, give me.
Send me something else.
give me something else, you know. And it was 3 o'clock that morning. I was working on a bedspread, circling the bedspread. Then something whispered in my ear. And I got up and moved away from there. I got a manila folder. And the whispering, whatever the message was, I put it on a manila folder. First I put my name, and then I put a friend of mine's name. And then I found myself putting color to these names. And I said, oh, my God, this is wonderful. There's something that said there's something in the name.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw something coming out of these names. And then that's where my art thing began to develop. It was interesting is that it was at this period of time when I thought that, well, I'd purchase a painting book for $75. A painting book, that's how to mix the colors.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the brushes and the easel and the paints. Because I was going to learn how to do the sheep. The sheep, the hibiscus, and the banana, something 72 years ago. That's all I want to do. And so I never learned how to do those things. And then it was when I got this message whispering in my ear. And I did that first piece there, and I said, oh, my God. And then I moved on from there, and then I looked at names, and I looked at, it was absolutely wonderful. And that's how it began, just like that. And until this day, 72 years later, I would still like to learn to draw the sheep, the hibiscus, and the banana. Because all I can draw is a circle and a straight line. A circle and a straight line. Sometimes I do magic with a circle and a straight line. But what I have is divine. Because, you know, in my life, I've been very, very unselfish. And all I wanted is reach out and to help as many as possible. And that was God's way at that point in my life. He knew that I couldn't continue going on active in the hotel business. I'd mm-hmm. be dead. Stroke, heart attack, whatever.
Yeah, sure. No, it's a very difficult business to be
very
part
difficult.
Of. Yeah.
So he made a way. He gave me this gift and showed me that I can continue to do something. And I can ride into the sunset mm-hmm. just pushing my pen and pushing that brush. But I have no idea what I'm going to be doing. I have no plan. I have no idea. I can't draw anything. Okay? I have no idea what I'm going to be doing. And then one day, one morning, the spirit wakes me, motivates me, you know, and do this and do that. And I would sit in front of a table, an easel or whatever. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea. But it's a guidance thing, and I just thank God for the gift, you know?
Yeah. Well, Angelica, curator, what do you see in the work? I mean, really, your work, I mean, for the listeners, it's abstract. I mean, sometimes there's things that appear, like we had one at the NAGB that they seem to have, like, eyes and, like, mouth in it. But basically, this is very kind of abstract
right,
work.
Right, exactly.
And so what is it that draws you to the work? Why did you want to create the show?
Well, upon first seeing these pieces that she's just described, the beginning series, I just saw them as abstract shapes, and then she described the name things, and about half an hour into the conversation, I started seeing the letters in the paintings and how she's sort of abstracted the letters of the words to create shapes within each other. And she just uses bold colors unapologetically, and these instinctive gestures on the canvas, they sort of strike you, and If you don't see anything, you'll at least feel something.
And I remember, like, when I came to visit, there was also quite a lot that were pairs. Like, you would paint in pairs.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. That's how the show has been hung in pairs.
Yeah, so, but why? Why do you paint in pairs? So there's always two paintings that somehow are similar or go together, or it's somehow they're always in pairs, or they're very often in pairs.
Well, when they're done in pairs, you get a message.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the ones that I had there were the 60 and the Bushti stories.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's eight stories in there.
Mm-hmm.
If I do one piece, I can't get a story. I do two pieces, I get a story, because one speaks to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I did it, but one speaks to the other.
Yeah, I feel like they're such different works, especially for people who don't spend time looking at various artworks, and the pair helps to contextualize each other. You know, mm-hmm. it gives it a category when mm-hmm. they're next to each other,
mm-hmm.
And they speak to each other. Like she said, you see similarities, you see differences.
So they have a conversation.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And how many are in the new show at the Central Bank?
I think there's about 30 pieces, but not counting all the bottles and all the cutting board. So if you count all of those, there's over 100.
Yeah, pieces. Because you don't only paint on canvas. You basically, yeah, I mean, again, I was speaking to the whole hotel.
Yes.
And it's just a sort of living artwork, right? I mean, you paint on almost everything you can get your hands on.
I'll paint you. You come along, I'll paint you.
Okay, done.
You know, like when I was in Abaco and I splashed things around, my brother said to a couple of people, boy, you better not go get near her. You get near her, man, she'll paint you too. She'll be a canvas. You'll be a canvas.
So we had extraordinary sculptures in the show that were sort of garbage cans, yes, and buckets, and you make these sort of totems out of them. You sort of pile them on top of each other and then paint them and stick money on them. And
yes, 10 cents, I mean, and pennies.
It's all spiritually led. I mm-hmm. have no idea what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no idea what the end result will be. And I just sometimes just do this and move this and move that. And it's like something inside, something just telling me, something speaking to me, do this and do that and do this and do that. But I call it all my gift. I felt that, I know that I've been blessed. My mama blessed me before she died. And I say this, I revere it so much. She said, Nettie, I've never been to England to see how the Queen of England lived, but I understand she lived in grand style. But I want you to know, in the 29 years I've lived with you, no queen could never be treated the way you treated me.
Oh.
And if you think that God has blessed you at this point in your life, my child, your blessings have not yet begun.
Mm.
And anything you touch will turn to gold. And then, when I was 16, I was 15 and a half years old, when my daddy refused to pay for my tuition to Governor High School, this Bishop Leonard Hygett, he was the first Catholic bishop, met him when I was 6 years old, and I hadn't seen him until I was maybe 15 years old. And then he met my mama on Bay Street. Okay. And anyway, he blessed me also. He offered to pay my tuition to go to Aquinas College.
Amazing.
Not Aquinas, Xavier's College.
Yeah, yeah.
But he blessed me. He blessed me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's very powerful. And as a result, we have this extraordinary, extraordinary work coming from this moment in your life where you're just discovering a new path, which I find incredible. So maybe after the break, what I'd love to hear about is your path up to now, like how you started that hotel, because I think that's, again, like the creativity is an interesting story. And, you know, when we speak to creative practice, it's not always about just art, right? It's about, you know, approaching life. Like, how do you seem to be someone who's always thought out of the box and has always done things a little bit different, right?
Yeah.
Nettie's different.
Different.
So after the break, I'd love to hear a little bit about that. So okay. I'm very privileged tonight to have Netika Simonet in the studio with us. Nettie, as many know, was the first female hotelier in the Bahamas, and now at a mature moment in her life is one of our sort of preeminent artist as well and has an exhibition at Central Bank. And tonight, if you go down there right now, if you're in the car listening to this, go down right now. It's Nettie's birthday tonight, and we are celebrating at her solo exhibition at the Central Bank, and we'd love to see you. I also have Angelica Wallace Whitfield in the studio, the curator of Central Bank, and we'll be back after the break. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.